We're going to talk about Christian public intellectuals and the need for these kinds of individuals. Mark Eckel is joining us this morning. He is the president of the Comenius Institute. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great to have you back with us, Mark. And for those who didn't get to hear our conversation last week, just give us a brief description of the Comenius Institute, what you do, and you're working with young people, I know.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So the Comenius Institute is a bridge for high school students, Christian high school students going into public university. Specifically, I'm working with folks at IUPUI in downtown Indianapolis, and what we're doing there is to help students to think Christianly about everything that they're hearing at the public university, and sometimes having discussions about what they're not hearing and why that's important, too.
I love that you're doing that, and it's helping to establish them with biblical worldviews, something that we desperately need because we're seeing too many kids leave their faith when they go into college. But, Mark, we're talking this morning about where the Christian public intellectuals are. Would you start by defining what a Christian public intellectual is?
Sure. Well, I think it's probably best for me to start by telling you about my friend Charlie. Charlie is church planter in downtown Baltimore, Maryland. And he was a student of mine a couple of years ago, and he made a pronouncement in class. I'll never forget this. He said, "I want to learn how to speak so that everyone will listen. Conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Republicans, blacks, whites, politicians, and people." And his response was to my question, "So what do you want to do with the knowledge that you've gained in this class?" My celebration of Charlie is a celebration of those folks who are speaking common truth to the common person based on the common grace that's given to us in Scripture. So that's how I would define it, the speaking of common truth to the common person through the common grace that's given to us in the Bible.
Why would we need the Christian public intellectuals? You know, I can think of one, Janet Parshall, you know, from starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. Certainly she is very just articulate, very well versed in what's happening, and she's educating us. I mean, she's really making sure that we are staying focused biblically. Is that one of the reasons we have this need for Christian public intellectuals?
Definitely. I would give just some snippets of ideas here that would suggest the task of the Christian public intellectual. I think the intellectual that's a Christian needs to be an interpreter, a bridger of cultural gaps, a mediator between the public sphere that is not necessarily a Christian sphere, and maybe even to promote the reconciliation necessary between institutions and people so that we can actually have some common ground, and then pointing people obviously back to the common truth that we have from Scripture.
Hey, Mark, we were talking last week in another interview with someone just about intellectual Christians, and where they're concerned in church, sometimes they have a hard time finding their place. And maybe this is their area of ministry. As you said, we need more Christian public intellectuals. And if a person is listening right now, they're going, you know, that's kind of me. I kind of recognize that. And they're wondering, how can I start? Where do I begin to serve? Where do they start?
Sure. Honestly, I think this is a big issue for the church. I'm a big believer that the individual local churches desperately need theologians on their staffs. I think for the church, the biblical base for theology is huge, and the roots need to be deep there. But of course, crossing boundaries into other directions, I think, is where we ought to also be. So if you are out there and you're listening and you're saying, hey, this sounds like me, you need desperately to have a deep biblical roots, deep theological roots in the Christian tradition, but then the ability to communicate. And by communication, I mean your ability to write, your ability to speak to all kinds of issues throughout the world. And within two various areas, I think this goes in two directions. It goes not only to individuals, that is, we're engaging individual people, but we're also engaging institutions, and institutions such as educational institutions or business institutions or political institutions. And I think this is a big area that we could explore within the book of Ephesians, for instance, chapters 1, 3, and 6, which talks about principalities and powers that corrupt institutions. So the public Christian intellectual needs to be able to speak to those issues, be able to write to those areas, and then speak in a way that the public will hear and at the same time realize, hey, maybe there's some changes I need to make.
Talking with Mark Eckel, he's the president of the Comenius Institute in Indianapolis. And the topic we have today is the need for the Christian public intellectuals. You know, Mark, a lot of times individuals have a platform, a very highly public platform, and that's what we kind of tune into or we look toward for that guidance, don't we?
Yes. I think it's important that you have some kind of a platform, and the platform could be various. There's all kinds of digital platforms today, folks that are online, any number of people that you might be able to tick off that you engage on Moody Radio here in Indiana, doing great work in ways that we interact with folks online or in the digital realm. But I also think that it's important to have folks like an Al Mohler, for instance, in Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, who is not only the president of a seminary, but he's also engaged in the public sphere in ways where he is talking with the New York Times or NPR or Time Magazine. You know, he is all over the place. When people want to hear a conservative evangelical voice, Al Mohler is one of those people folks go to. And I would say that that would be an example of somebody in our culture today.
Hey, Mark, you have got a great website. I'd like you to share that with everyone. We only got about a minute left to be able to talk before we have to move on. But share a little bit about your website, where we can find you, and what is there. Because I looked it over. It is really compelling, very interesting stuff.
Great. Thank you. Warpandwoof.org. That's warpandwoof.org. There's over 500 essays on this website. Everything's free. I'm not trying to sell anything to anybody, but it goes into cultural areas, into theological questions, into engagements and all kinds of things, whether it be about books or movies or questions that that arise in people's thinking. Yesterday, for instance, I wrote on social ethics and the question of morality and where does that come from. So my interests are various and wide, and we're really interested in helping the Christian realm, that is the church specifically, to better engage the public sphere. And of course, that's the reason for our discussion this morning.
Well, we will look forward to future discussions with you, Mark. Mark Eckel, the president of the Comenius Institute in Indianapolis. Always a pleasure, Mark, and we'll catch up with you in a few weeks.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to it.